All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
How lazy are you right now during quarantine? People are being pretty damn lazy. By the way, I feel like whenever I ask this, that Leroy always has a story. So Leroy, while I recap some of the stories from the past, think about your latest how lazy am I story.
I have to do a lot of conference calls with clients. For my security job.
Yeah.
And I've only been wearing the top part of my uniform. Yes!
That's one.
I bought groceries, right? But I left my milk in there.
In
the car.
Uh-huh.
And I just never got, I forgot it. And then I just left it in there. And it's been like a week and a half.
That's another example.
I got all these empty water bottles sitting next to me, man. I've been peeing in these things every single day.
Before you think that it's all guys, we actually do have a female here.
So, you know those squirt bottles like that Windex comes in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have an empty one of those that I've filled up with water. That's what I'm doing to shower now.
So just spraying yourself with spray bottles. And on the phone, Leroy, nothing today? Nothing?
No, I think this one, a lot of parents know. Normally, I'm at a level 5, but I've been at a level 10 on this one. Laying on the blow-up bed or the floor in the living room,
yeah.
And I'm constantly calling my son to do things, but I mean, it's literally like, hey, pass me the blanket at the end of the blow-up. Here's my cup. Go throw it out. Go bring me some juice. It's just a bunch of that.
That's hilarious. All right, this is Rich. Rich, how lazy are you being right now, my friend?
My wife's still pissed off at me because it was her birthday. She was expecting some kind of big surprise in the middle of this lockdown thing. I don't know how she thought I was going to do something like that. And it was her birthday last week.
Yeah.
And basically, I got one of those Duncan Hines cake mix boxes, mm-hmm. and I poked a little hole in it, and I stuck a candle in it, and I lit it with my cigarette.
Okay. You've got to be kidding me.
No, I mean, honestly, but what did she expect? Like, how are you going to surprise her if you guys are both stuck in the house, right?
There's no element of surprise in this house right now, I'll tell you that.
Right, but Romero, what do you mean, what did you expect? To maybe cook the cake? Make bake it?
Trust me when I tell you, raw cake dough would have been better. It would have given her less a chance of getting sick than me making a cake.
Wow.
And she hasn't talked to you since last week?
Let me check. Nah. I'm not talking.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.